Welcome to another episode of the Returning to Reality program, coming to you from A9TV beautiful city Istanbul. Today we have a very distinguished guest, and I let my friend Oktar to introduce him now.
Our distinguished guest today is Sheikh Paul Salahuddin Armstrong. He's a valuable scholar, speaker, and broadcaster, and he's participating in our program from London. He embraced Islam in the year 2000. He is the co-director of the Association of British Muslims and is the director of the Khilafah Online. He has worked with Wolverhampton Interfaith and Regeneration Network, and he is also the founder of the Wulfrina Sufi Association. Brother Sheikh Paul Salahuddin Armstrong, welcome to our program. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Pleasure to be here, and
MashaAllah. Yes, I am starting with the first question. And dear brother Paul, how did you first learn about Islam, and what made you want this, and how you decided to become a Muslim?
It's one question? Oh gosh, that's quite a story. The whole documentary is actually being filmed by one of the media channels on this whole subject, because it was quite a journey. Basically, I was not really looking for Islam as such at first, because I didn't know what it was. What was often presented to me as if it was Islam, it is basically, it's not what I would regard as Islam today, because that's come with my researches and such like. But a lot of what is understood to be Islam in this country, sadly, is put forward by people who are either, on the one hand, quite narrow-minded, or on the other hand, very, very cultural and often narrow-minded too. So it's like, it's not really an Islam that's based upon the Quran, or an Islam that was based upon nearly 1,500 years of scholarship. When I discovered that Islam, then it fascinated me, and I'm like, wow, how come nobody told me about this before? This is a wonderful, spiritually nourishing tradition. But sadly, my experience has been a lot of Muslims don't really understand Islam.
MashaAllah. Yes, and mashallah. Well, we see you as a bright, open-minded, modern, smart Muslim, mashallah. And we think that this is very important for being a teacher of Islam, to represent Islam. We understand that you adopted the Quran and true Islam in your life. Can you give some advice to both people who have been Muslims all their lives and new Muslims in this regard, inshallah?
Well, basically, yeah, Quran. Start reading the Quran for a start. And if Arabic is not your first language, read it in a translation which you can understand. Make sure it's a good translation as well, and not one that is known for being of particular sectarian or cultural bias. You know, and if you're not sure, compare a few. I mean, this is what I did. I compared different translations of the Quran initially, because I wasn't sure which one was a good one. And by doing so, obviously, each of the translators had took something, and I was able to very quickly see which ones are representative of, you know, the real message of the Quran, and which ones stood out from all of the others as saying something completely different and narrow-minded, and clearly, you know, they had an agenda. One in particular I can think of. So, you know, it's like, that is a very good place to start, because the Quran is the holy book of Islam. This is what Muslims all around the world believe to be the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's like, we need to start and really understand, get to grips with the holy Quran.
Definitely.
A lot of people also try to understand the Quran through a particular lens that they've, you know, been taught by perhaps a particular teacher or something. And I think there's a danger in this as well, because if you try to understand the Quran through a particular lens, which is a man-made lens that belongs to a particular sect or a particular cultural heritage, then the danger is that you will not actually really grasp the real message of the Holy Quran and the real message of Islam. So we really need to focus more on the Quran and less on the supplementary materials, until we really start to get to grips with what the main message of the Quran is. And then when we've got to grips with the main message that runs through the Quran, then we can kind of, you know, look at little specialities and develop our knowledge further in these areas.
Yes.
MashaAllah, I definitely agree with you. I mean, Allah, the Quran is Allah's word. So the real Islam at the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, of course, Quran. And Allah says Quran is sufficient in the Quran. And there is compassion, mercy, love, justice, real freedom of thought and worship in the Quran, according to the Quran, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, Paul, being the director, founder and co-director of various Islamic organizations in the United Kingdom, what can you tell us about the present and future of Islam in the United Kingdom and in the Europe, in Europe?
Ooh, present and future of Islam, the present and future of Muslims, or the present and future of Islam? Because they're kind of slightly different thing. I mean, Islam will have a great future because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always protect it. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in His Holy Quran, that He will always bring people to Islam. And, you know, if other people who are saying they're Muslims are not really, you know, doing the work of Islam, then Allah will bring other people into Islam, you know, who will inspire other people to take on these roles. So it definitely, Islam will have a great future because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend His deen. As for Muslims themselves, it depends. I mean, at the moment, we've got so many different sects and denominations and different groups in this country from all different backgrounds, due to the diasporas that have settled in the UK, and also other groups that have deliberately come here to spread their missionary work. So what we're trying to do, and what we're working on with the Association of British Muslims, is actually trying to bring people together on a common platform where, yes, you know, it's based upon the Quran. It's based upon things that all, you know, good Muslims would agree upon, you know, like, you know, rights, freedom of faith, being able to respect everyone in our human family. And this, we keep drawing back to this concept of human family, because in the Quran, Allah calls everybody anas first, or insan. He calls people human beings before they, you know, embrace any particular religious background or before their nationality, which again, God says in the Quran that we're made into nations and tribes that we make them to know one another. Yes. Not that we should like one another or hate one another. No, no, no. We're supposed to know one another. We're supposed to work together for the common good. And this is the message that runs constantly through the Holy Quran. So this is what our focus is, trying to get people to, you know, build bridges and knock down the walls that they've built in their own minds and in their own nafs that is actually dividing them. And, you know, both within the Muslim community and also within the wider community. And this is also about empowering young people as well, because we find, like I was saying, a lot of young people have been taught something which I don't really recognize as Islam, you know, in its various different forms. It's very narrow-minded. It's like hundreds of years out of date. And Islam itself is timeless. It is a divine wisdom. Divine advice which can be applied to any culture, any situation, at any time and place in
Definitely.
Human history.
Yeah.
You know, so and we have to realize this. Otherwise, it would have no value. And clearly, it does have value because, you know, people keep coming back to Islam, and every year the deen of Islam is growing. More and more people are embracing Islam. And in spite of the bad publicity, in spite of, you know, the things that Muslims have been accused of, in spite of the fact that, you know, a small group of, you know, evil people who claim to be Muslims have done terrible, terrible crimes against their human family and against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are still coming into Islam. And this shows, you know, the power and beauty and the inspiration, the great inspiration that Islam gives us. So, you know, definitely this will continue to grow. But we have to try and bring people together on a common platform, and one which is based upon education, one which is based upon reason, one that's based upon love and compassion for each and every one of us, and one that is most importantly based upon respect. You know, a dawah is such a central thing within Islam that it goes back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. He had tremendous respect for all people. He didn't just restrict this to people that were following him. And it's very, very important, I think, that we return to having good adab and respect for each other as human beings.
MashaAllah. I mean, MashaAllah. We definitely share the same views, because your views are based on the Quran. And as we know in the Quran, the Christians and the Jews have to be respected by the Muslims. And
Absolutely.
Allah allows Muslim men to marry Christian and Jewish wives. We can eat their meal, we can socialize with them, and Allah says, only argue with them only in the kindest way. I seek refuge in Allah from my curse, Satan. So there is no enmity and hatred. Even the unbelievers are under protection of Muslims, because Allah says, if the idolaters ask you for security, bring them to a secure place. And in fact, Muslims do that in cases that when they also have to risk their own lives. And we saw this example, very good examples from the time of our prophet. Medina constitution is a very good example. All the Christians, Jews, everybody was under protection of Muslims. They lived in peace and with their rights, of course. And Islam is a religion of peace itself, inshallah. And Mr. Adnan Oktar defends these ideas. And something that you said, very important, the unity of the Muslims, and inshallah, because Allah says, as you said, hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether. The rope of Allah is Quran, of course. And do not separate, Allah says. And because of the separation and enmity, hatred, we see all these internal conflicts, internal wars in Syria, in Egypt, in many other countries. And Muslims get oppressed. And there are problems everywhere, wherever we look, because of the separation and enmity and hatred between them, among the Muslims, actually. But this is against the Quran, of course. So my next question is, again, considering you have been involved with various Islamic interfaith organizations for many years, we understand that you consider education as highly important for Muslims. Would you like to tell us more about this, inshallah?
This is absolutely vital. I mean, you look today, people talk about jihad. And jihad means struggle or striving. And if we were to talk about what was the Prophet's real jihad, it was against ignorance. It was against the jahiliyyah. This is the thing that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, struggled against his entire life. He struggled against ignorance. You know, he wanted people to be educated. He wanted people to be able to, you know, achieve and do the best which they can. And the only way people can do that is if they're educated.
MashaAllah.
And, this is absolutely central to Islam. I mean, how can we have Islam if people are not educated? I mean, the very concept in the Quran of having a book that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a book which you have to read. And indeed, the first revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was read. It was Iqra. So it's like we have to read, we have to learn, we have to study. And this is definitely the way forward.
MashaAllah. I mean, we definitely agree with you. And Mr. Adnan Oktar, he uses the pen name Harun Yahya, has more than 300 books. And they are available in the websites free of charge. So everybody can read it. Like 1,000 different websites. And his books are being translated to 75 languages. All the documentaries are available free of charge. So we also give conferences in UK, US, Europe, Far East, Indonesia, Malaysia, Japan, Australia, everywhere, inshallah. More than 1,500 conferences I gave on behalf of Mr. Adnan Oktar for education. Education is very important. And you're definitely right. Jihad means struggle. And the struggle is intellectual struggle, inshallah.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Yes, and Paul, the last question is, could you please tell us the differences in your life before you came to Islam and after it? And one more question, do you believe that true Islam can be the solution to the many social ills we see in not only in the United Kingdom, but in Europe as well?
Well, obviously, I mean, before Islam, I was going through a period of spiritual, wandering. I was looking for spiritual answers. And even though I was actually initially avoiding Islam, I found them in Islam when I discovered what the true Islam was. So definitely, I do believe that when understood correctly, Islam provides a very, very important framework and very important advice and guidance for us to be able to live in a much more peaceful, prosperous, and wonderful world that will be of true benefit to our human family.
MashaAllah.
Yes, and we're coming to the end of this beautiful conversation, and we can see the wisdom, and MashaAllah, your sincerity and nur on your face, Alhamdulillah. And unity generates power, so inshallah, people with wisdom coming together with sincerity is very, very important. That generates power. There is a saying of Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, as an Islamic scholar. He says, 4-1 separately makes 1 plus 1 plus individually 1, 4. But 4-1 together in unity makes 1,111, inshallah. So Muslims coming together, inshallah. And this will be very important. And we would like to see you here in Istanbul, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Let's do common activities all together, because we have to spread this peaceful message of Islam, this beautiful religion, inshallah, and to the entire humanity.
Yes, inshallah. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. So we come to the end of our show today. We had very great interview with you. Inshallah, as Oktar said, as soon as possible we see you in our live show. Inshallah. On behalf of everyone here in Istanbul, we would like to say good night. Esselamu Aleyküm, inshallah.
Wa Aleyküm Esselam. My pleasure.
Esselamu Aleyküm. Brother Paul, that was very, very beautiful, mashallah.
Mashallah, your mashallah.
Ideas are exactly
wonderful,
from based
yes.
on the Quran, mashallah. We
mashallah.
Share the same ideas. Inshallah, let's together do this and bring against bigotry and radicalism all together these real Islam, inshallah, Quran.
Inshallah.
And we will see peace soon. Islam will prevail the world, inshallah. As that's the promise of Allah, as you said, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Mashallah. Selamun aleyküm, brother.
Wa aleyküm as-salam.